Denny, you got us?
Yep.
All righty. Well, thank you for waiting. We're now joined by our second place finisher, Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 FedEx Express Toyota. Denny, can you just walk us through those, you know, final laps there? Did you have anything for Brad at the end?
I don't think so. I mean, if I would have, I would have gone up there and passed him, but we're just barely a little slower than he was for most of the day. We could, you know, make some really good moves on the restarts and whatnot, but overall, I just thought that we were a second place car, and it's kind of how we ended up. So, you know, I'm encouraged by the run simply because this is the first, honestly, short flat track where we've got some data now that we can build some setups for some other tracks like Richmond, Phoenix, the championship race at Phoenix. You know, I wrecked out of there in the first run in the spring. We haven't run Richmond yet. So, you know, this was probably a big – one of the biggest question marks we were going to have as a race team with our setup and our simulation going into a race. So I know Chris was kind of worried about it. He's always optimistic, but he was a little worried that, you know, we hadn't had really truly a baseline to build a setup off of. And we were second place car. So it's close, but you know, just got to get a little better.
All right. Well, we are going to open up the floor for questions. As a reminder, click the participants tab and raise your hand if you have a question for Denny. Let's kick it off with Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you. Just curious to kind of follow up on what you were talking about, Denny. Without any practice the rest of the season and to come with this tire back to Phoenix, how comfortable do you feel once you get there knowing that you guys did what you were able to do today and have time to work on it between now and November?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. That's one of the things that we said after the race is that, you know, this is good because now we've got something we can build off of. Now it's up to me to break this thing down and figure out, you know, where we need to be better. You know, I really got to break it down and figure out where I was getting beat and just start to figure out how we can start to get baselines for other tracks. And so this is a good step for us. I'm happy that we ran good because, you know, the other short flag track we had was Martinsville and we ran terrible. So this is a good step for us.
And what made you or what prompted you to say this is awesome racing in those closing stages? Just the kind of mano-a-mano battle you were having with Keselowski?
Yeah, I mean, it felt like short track racing, like, you know, half mile short track racing. We were crossing each other over and running into each other and kind of knocking each other up the racetrack. We're doing slide jobs in the middle of the corner. It was fun racing those guys. They were very, very deserving today and happy for them because, you know, you hate to have a fast car and you don't finish it off. But I thought obviously the two best cars finished 1-2 today and, you know, they got the better end of us. But, you know, overall, it's just the racing part of it. I was just having a good time there racing there on the short run and even that long run in the end of the first stage with the Penske cars. So it was fun.
Appreciate your time. Safe travels.
Thanks.
All right. We're going to take our next question from Zach Sterniolo. Go ahead, Zach.
Denny, you touched on Phoenix a couple times already here and how empty the notebook was heading into today. I guess what can you improve or what do you need to improve to close the gap at this point?
I don't know. I got to break it down. Just got to spend some time and look at things and figure it out. Try to think about what's fresh in my mind, where I feel like we can be better. And, you know, it's a process. It's not just, you know, hopefully he listens to the radio and we fix it next time around. So it's a process and it's something that the reason I think that we're successful when we go to these racetracks. So I don't know. You know, I need to kind of dig to figure out where I need to be better, but you know, we get a lot of information that helps figure that out, and then I'll think about what I need to go faster in those areas.
And what circumstances allowed for the great racing that you guys had today? Was it, do you feel like it was the traction compound? Was it the tire? just the track itself? Did anything in particular stand out to you that allowed for that?
Well, it's a better tire. It was a tire that had more fall off. The fall off was roughly double of what it was last year. It was only like 0.4 in 50, 60 or 70 laps last year. And, you know, this one looks like it had, you know, quite a bit more, 31. Yeah. So, I mean, 1.4 seconds or so. I mean, that's, you're going to have good racing because you're going to have guys that are good on the short run and some that are good in the long run. Now, I think the two had a good mix of both, but, you know, I think that anytime you have a tire that falls off this much, you're going to have comers and goers, and that's going to create passing, and essentially you're going to see some of the racing that you saw.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take our next question from Terrell Covey. Go ahead.
Hi, Denny. I don't know if it, how big of an impact it has for you guys, but having fans back in the stands today, did you guys feel the energy a little bit different today? How was it out there to have fans back out there?
It was fantastic. I mean, you know, the turnout was unbelievable. I don't know how many tickets they sold, but it was probably all of them. So they did a great job, and the fans were just enthusiastic. I mean, you know, from the beginning of the race to when we're walking down pit road after the race, I mean, they're chanting and they're shouting, and I mean, they're excited to get back to see some live racing. So, definitely encouraged to see that, this track was able and this state was allowed these fans to come here, because I guarantee you they enjoyed it, especially with the on-track product that they got to see.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Our next question will come from Alex Andreev. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, Denny. I'm wondering kind of what you see as the biggest factors or sort of the biggest differences in the seasons that you and Kyle Busch have been having. I mean, why is there such that discrepancy, do you think?
You know, I don't know. I really can't answer it, to be honest with you. I just don't know. Everyone, you know, it just seems like myself and my crew chief are really dialed in right now. It doesn't take much to kind of bump in the road here and there, and then you find yourself getting off track pretty quick and you start second guessing what you do. I'm not saying that those guys are doing that, but I think that our cars aren't the fastest right now. I think everyone at JGR would say that we've got to get a little bit faster. I thought, you know, we were just a couple hundreds behind every lap today. So, you know, there's just not much more I could have done. And so I think if we get our cars a little faster, you'll see better results from all of our teammates. So, I think Kyle's just kind of in a slump right now where, you know, things aren't going his way. And, all the great drivers have had off years, but we saw last year, right? I mean, he didn't win a race all second half of the season, and then he won the last race of the season and, you know, was the champion. So just got to win the last race to win this whole thing. So, you don't want to draw any conclusions till the final one.
Thank you.
All right. And our next question will come from Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead, Jordan.
Kind of following up on Alex's question, Denny, what's Kyle been like dealing with him? Has he been frustrated? Has he been voicing has he been voicing that frustration in meetings and everything?
I haven't saw Kyle that much. He has frustrations just like I do, and just like Martin does, and just like Eric does. I mean, we all have our frustrations. We just have the best results, I guess you could say. I think that we all think that we could be better. I know for a fact that our 11 team could still be better yet. So we're not – just because we're running well, it doesn't mean that we're happy with where we're at. I mean, Joe is not happy. Unless we're out there winning, he deems that we all need to step up. And he looks at all of us when he says step up. So – I think that we did that a little bit at Kansas. Our cars were all a little bit better. We ran 2-3 here. You know, who knows where Kyle would have been. 20 had a struggling day. But I think we're making baby steps. You know, changes don't happen overnight. You know, this is all a slow process. If you want to make your cars better and you realize you're off, it takes months and months to get better. And especially with this COVID and everything, these shops work in different shifts. No one's working at full staff. You know, no wind tunnel time. It's hard to catch up when you are behind, and I think that we are a little behind. It's just going to take a little more time yet to get where we need to be, and hopefully it's September when we really need it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Denny. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the finish, and we will see you next weekend at Michigan.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
Thank you.